Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From Luke chapter 16, Jesus is talking with his disciples, the Pharisees, tax collectors, and sinners. It begins in chapter 15. There's a lot in these two chapters. It addresses some of the struggles that the Pharisees and others had with idolatry, to put it simply, if idolatry is simple. Because the tax collectors and the sinners, read that as you and me, are drawing near to hear Jesus, and the Pharisees and scribes, read that as you and me, they grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." And then throughout the next two chapters, Jesus is teaching the importance of, first, not thinking of yourself more highly than you ought. In other words, don't put yourself above anyone else. And also, don't worship material things that don't last. The easiest of that is, of course, money. You know, that's the main focus. It's an easy object to point out as something that people worship, as those who love money, as it says there, the Pharisees, who were lovers of money. The Pharisees aren't the only lovers of money. It's an easy idol. It's a distraction. It's something that is what would be considered necessity to survive in our world today, and yet something that's a necessity can also become something that's an obsession. So Jesus is teaching the Pharisees, the sinners, the tax collectors, the scribes, the disciples, and you and me about what is important. What is important in life? What is important according to God? What is important for us to understand? And what is important for us to follow as we live out our lives? One who is faithful in a very little, he says, is also faithful in much. And one who is dishonest in a very little is also dishonest in much. Jesus says that pretty plainly as a fact. Jesus knows mankind. He knows what's in people's hearts. He knows the people that are around him, the disciples, the Pharisees, the scribes, the sinners, tax collectors. He knows how difficult it is for us as human beings to keep our priorities straight, to figure out what is the difference between necessity and obsession, to focus less on ourselves and more on others. And at the same time, Jesus is teaching the disciples, Pharisees, and all of those gathered how God views his people. So there's a whole lot packed into these couple of chapters in the Gospel of Luke. So let's look at what Jesus is talking about when he says, one who is faithful in a little is faithful in much, and one who is dishonest in a little is dishonest in much. This is a struggle. Have you ever, well, let's see. You give your kids a couple of bucks to go get something from the store. They sometimes feel as though they're the richest person alive. What happens to the change when they're done buying whatever it is they're buying? If it's your money that you gave them, where does the change go? In their pocket. They've got a couple of extra dollars. Money is one of those things that it's easy to get wrapped up in. It's a distraction for us as faithful people. We can focus really easily on it and certainly become obsessed with it. We can be dishonest with a very little, and then we know we'll be dishonest in much. We can be faithful with a very little, and know that we'll be faithful with much. It's one of those things that brings great organizations, such as churches, down to ruin. Money has that way of doing it. Money has that way of bringing to ruin great institutions. If you look over the past and all of the scandals of our days that we've had, there, so many of them revolved around money, and especially with the church. You remember the back in the 80s with all of the televangelists, the big era of the televangelists, and then all of a sudden it's found out that they were pocketing all of their donations. Well, they don't last long when that happens. Those who are dishonest in a little will be dishonest in much. Those who are faithful in a little will be faithful in much. Money is a necessity in our day and age, but it's also can be an idol. It can be something that we spend our entire lives looking for, searching after, pursuing. There's a reason Jesus uses the example of money, because it's a universal issue with human beings. It was back then, it is now. What was the one investor who said, when asked how much is enough, and he said, just $1 more. Just $1 more. There's all sorts of cliches about this, all sorts of idioms where you say you spend all of your health in pursuit of wealth, only to find that now you have to spend all of your wealth in pursuit of health. There's problems that we have. Issues that we have. It's not just us in this day and age. It was then back in Jesus' time too, because money is it's a signal of power. It's a source of influence. It's something that can get you what you want and what you need, and it becomes something that others envy. It's a distraction. Again, it's a necessity. Yes, we kind of have to have it. You got to pay the bills. But it's not what it's all about. Money isn't the only thing. One who is faithful in a little will be faithful in much. So the question before us is, what has God given you to use for His good purposes? Have you been faithful? That's the law side of this. Have you been faithful in what God has given you? Have you been faithful in the very little bit? In the grand scheme of things, have you been faithful in the little bit? When it comes to money, I don't know all of your stories. I could surmise, and probably reasonably so, that most of you have been pretty faithful with the little bit that God has given you. So we can pat ourselves on the back, right, and say, hey, good job. Or do we really have to take an honest look and say, sometimes I'm faithful with the little bit. Sometimes not so much. See, the Pharisees, as it says in Luke chapter 16, are lovers of money, at least those that were gathered around Jesus. They loved money because money, again, was a source of power and influence and control, and they loved it. But that didn't mean that they just enjoyed the benefits. They loved money. They loved money more than they loved God. They loved money more than they loved the scriptures. They loved money more than anything else. It was their God. It was an idol to them. They pursued it. They went after it. They would use any means they could to get it. That's what it means when it says they were lovers of money. They were idolaters. They were not faithful in what God had given them. So they were going to be dishonest in the great things that God would give them. They had no self-control. It was too much for them. So Jesus spends this time with them trying to help them to understand also sort of laying it all on the line, law and gospel stuff, that money isn't all that it's about. So what do we take from this today? We know money isn't what it's all about. We don't worship it, at least, again, I can be reasonably sure, but I don't know all of your hearts. So have you been faithful in the little that God has given you? Maybe so. So now we come to this point where we're like, well, we need to, what do we do with this? Well, God gives us all that we need. We say that in the first commandment, that God is, we fear, love, and trust in God above all things. He is the giver of all good gifts in the first article of the creed. When we talk about everything that God has given us, he gives us everything. And even when we're not faithful with it, even when we're not faithful with the money he gives, even if we're spending it recklessly, or even if we're not faithful in the material goods that God gives us every day, he still supplies it. And that's because God is God and we're not. God is gracious in all things. In our intro today, the word righteous kept coming up over and over and over again, that God is righteous, his laws are righteous, his rules are righteous, his precepts are righteous. We, in and of ourselves, not so much. It's only through the gift of God, through his Son Jesus Christ, that we are righteous, that we are faithful in the very little he has given us, so that we will be faithful in the great things that he gives us. And I'm not talking about money here, although that's part of it. There's something far more valuable that God gives us. His love, his forgiveness, his grace, his mercy poured out on us over and over. He doesn't just give us a little, he gives it abundantly. And he says, yeah, I know. I know that sometimes you'll be really good with it and other times not really good with it. Sometimes you'll be very forgiving and other times you're going to hold a grudge. And yet God says, I will continue to forgive. So we come today, again, once again to the table, once again at the foot of the cross to receive those gifts that God gives us. The little bit that we will be faithful with. We'll be faithful only because God is faithful. We can't depend on ourselves. We can't depend on our money to do this stuff. It's only God's grace that does it. So the table is here for us today to come and receive that grace, that forgiveness, that love, and that mercy. See, the disciples and those who are gathered with Jesus, they didn't quite get there. There was still more to come. Jesus concludes his time with his disciples and with those who he is with in chapter 17. And he says, will any of you who has a servant plowing or keeping sheep say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and recline at table? Will he not rather say to him, prepare supper for me and dress properly and serve me while I eat and drink, and afterward you will eat and drink? Does he thank the servant because he did what was commanded? So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, say, we are unworthy servants. We have only done what was our duty. We have only done what God has given us to do. That faithful with very little, we come to the table today to receive once again that gift of faith, that gift of grace. We're only doing what God has given us to do. Amen. Now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard our hearts and minds always in the one true faith to life everlasting. Amen. We continue.